German-based carrier Condor offers service between Vancouver and Frankfurt that reduces the cost of numerous highly sought-after European destinations, but travelers may not be familiar with the airline. Metro Vancouverites have enjoyed economical prices on notable return trips across the pond, including top cities like London, Paris, Dublin, and Berlin. However, flights to and from many Central European destinations cost double and sometimes triple the amount. But locals can take advantage of fares nearly 50% lower than last season thanks to Condor Airlines' massive network and increased flight frequency from Vancouver International Airport, YVR, on key routes. Condor launched its first seasonal flights connecting YVR and Frankfurt International Airport, FRA, in February 2020. The airline planned to operate daily flights to its hub city but was unable to do so during the pandemic. In 2024, the carrier introduced a new fleet to the Vancouver market, increasing flight frequency from thrice weekly in April to five times a week in May. Daily direct flights from Vancouver to Frankfurt via Condor. Starting May 2, travelers from the Lower Mainland will enjoy flights between the two cities, as well as enhanced connectivity to numerous cities Europe-wide from the German hub. The airline will increase flights from five times weekly in May to daily flights in June. Travelers can also enjoy daily flights from New York, Seattle, Toronto, Boston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco with the German hub city, marking the carrier's highest daily service offered during the summer. Condor's director of sales for the Americas, Mikko Turtiainen, tells VIA the airline invested in a new fleet amid the uncertainty of the pandemic to grow its North American market and increase frequency in Europe. Travelers will fly on the Airbus A330neo aircraft, which accommodates 310 passengers, with four prime seats, 26 seats in business class, 64 seats in premium economy class, and 216 seats in economy class. How does Condor offer such low-cost tickets on historically pricey routes? Condor is an independent airline and not part of an alliance, such as Star Alliance, SkyTeam, or Oneworld. It does operate some code-share flights with several airlines, including WestJet, Emirates, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. We're not in the same type of environment that the majority of other airlines that are flying between North America and Europe, he explains. Turtiainen says standing alone means the airline doesn't have to pay into a larger business model. While it costs money to invest in a new fleet, the aircraft is very efficient, which makes overall costs lower. Condor's director of sales for the Americas, Mikko Turtiainen, in front of one of Condor's aircraft. Photo courtesy of Condor. The A330neo replaced the previous generation of Boeing 767 aircraft, significantly reducing the airline's operating costs and offering increased passenger and cargo capacity into the Vancouver market. The new aircraft is a new version of the popular A330 widebody, incorporating the latest generation Rolls-Royce Trent 7000 engines, new wings and aerodynamic innovations, according to the airline. The A330neo is also more environmentally friendly, reducing Condor's fuel consumption and CO2 emissions by 20%. It consumes 2.1 liters per passenger per 100 kilometers flown, making it the first aircraft in the world already certified for the regulatory reduction in CO2 emissions, which will be required by 2028. Is Condor considered a low-cost carrier or budget airline? Condor's significantly lower fares might raise concern for travelers who have experienced issues with low-cost carriers in Canada. Flair Airlines is Canada's only remaining ultra-low carrier, with WestJet dissolving its budget brand Swoop in 2023 and Lynx Air unexpectedly shutting down operations in February 2024, stranding hundreds of travelers. Canadian travelers are rightfully worried about the viability of standalone or budget options following these shutdowns. However, Turtiainen notes that the German carrier offers a significantly different product than any of these airlines and has existed for over half a century. Condor has been operating flights since 1956 and now flies over 9 million people from the eight largest cities in Germany and Zurich in Switzerland to approximately 90 destinations globally. Canada's budget options didn't or don't operate outside the continent and were formed within the past couple of decades. Flair launched in 2005. Tertianen adds that the carrier also isn't looking for ways to cut corners as low-cost carriers might. Once you have flown in a Condor product, you notice that this is as far from a low-cost carrier as anything could be, he explains, adding that they include meals and a piece of checked luggage for all customers flying from Vancouver in its economy class. In regards to reliability, an airline with a 65-year history would not be here today if it wasn't reliable and it didn't have a good track record, he adds. I think that history has proved that Condor is a fantastic, fantastic option. But the biggest challenge that we have is that we're not well known. Germans know Condor as a top leisure supplier. In Germany, where Condor is based, the airline is a trusted, go-to brand, particularly for vacationers headed to dreamy destinations, including the Greek islands, the Caribbean, the Maldives, and Mauritius. It works with several major tour operators in the country, providing a one-stop shop for Germans planning vacations. Condor's long and short-haul aircraft also sport distinctive, eye-catching striped livery meant to evoke Europe's colorful beach umbrellas and beach towels and chairs, according to the airline. Tertianen says the product speaks for itself, and customers who may feel wary of trying something new return to the airline after trying it for the first time. Pleased travelers sharing their experience with friends, family, or colleagues have helped to spread brand awareness, particularly in markets where the airline is less familiar. Condor also offers three classes of service, unlike most budget carriers. The eco-friendly Airbus A330neo aircraft servicing the YVR route features lie-flat seats in its business class service. Condor's business class features lie-flat beds. Photo courtesy of Condor. Historically, the carrier has primarily served a leisure market, but it has pivoted to incorporate the business community, particularly with the launch of its latest, ultra-modern fleet. Where can I fly to in Europe from Vancouver on Condor? Travelers looking to fly the stripes directly to Europe can only fly to Frankfurt. However, many popular routes without a direct option from YVR, including top cities like Milan, Prague, and Vienna, are significantly cheaper with Condor, and the airline offers numerous connection options via Frankfurt. Condor is adding non-stop routes from Frankfurt to 9 European destinations this season, including service to Berlin, BER, Hamburg, Ham, Munich, Muck, Zurich, ZRH, Vienna, VI, Rome, FCO, with continuing service to Palermo, Sicily, PMO, Milan, MXP, Paris, CDG, and Prague, PRG. Additionally, travelers can enjoy connections to over 100 destinations globally via the carrier or with its codeshare partners. Connecting flights out of Frankfurt to other European cities will be operated with the Airbus A320 family of aircraft in a two-class configuration of business class and economy class. VIA has included Condor flights in roundups for the cheapest options for return trips to Europe this spring. The carrier's one-stop itineraries often cost hundreds less than competitors. Why visit Frankfurt? Often referred to as the Gateway of Europe, Frankfurt boasts upwards of 200 banks and is known as the financial capital of Europe. It also offers a vibrant nightlife scene, modern architecture, friendly locals, hearty food, expansive museums, and plenty of places to shop. In addition to historic buildings, the bustling metropolis features numerous soaring skyscrapers. Frankfurt's main tower offers an ideal vantage point to gaze across the sweeping, multifaceted skyline, drawing thousands of eager-eyed tourists annually. Travelers who visit the bustling German destination over the holidays can visit the Frankfurt Christmas Market, which is considered one of Europe's best festive markets. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or have a travel concern or idea you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverisawesome.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.